in cooperation with the American Broadcasting Company, CARE, and the Share Through CARE Committee, present Milton Geiger's The Bimbo from Limbo. Here to introduce the program is the national chairman of the Share Through CARE Committee, Douglas Fairbanks, Jr.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Before our play, just a brief reminder. CARE, as you all know, is the nonprofit, government-approved service organization which is getting food packages to your friends and relatives, needy families, and others in Europe. These others are the little people in Europe who have not as yet received government aid and won't for quite some time. They need help now and will need it for some time to come. Won't you help them? We'll tell you how later in the program. But now, on with the story.
We CARE presents The Bimbo from Limbo, written by Milton Geiger and starring Harold Gildersleeve Perry. With Mr. Perry, you will hear Virginia Gregg, Ann Whitfield, and Willard Waterman.
Poor Bimbo from Limbo. None of the little children ever remembers him. And he's such a decent, amusing, helpful fellow. But if a little child ever wakens from the deep, sweet sleep that lies just on the borderland of oblivion, muttering things about the Bimbo from Limbo, listen gravely and attentively, you earthbound people, for it is a privileged communication from a world which we grown people shall never know. The little girl tosses restlessly on her white bed. Her eyes are closed. Her face is hectic with fever. Gently, the doctor tucks her hands under the coverlet.
You mustn't be alarmed, Mrs. Monroe. She's going to sleep.
Will she be all right?
Crisis is just setting in. We can only wait.
When will we know?
Very soon. I ought to warn you. She's a very sick girl.
I know.
There's nothing to do except wait. We can only wait, can't we? We can only wait, can't we? We can only wait, can't we?
Hello, little girl. Hello, 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 little girl. Hello. Hello, little girl. Hello, 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 little girl. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Why did you stop dancing? I like it. It's funny.
Hello.
My goodness, I said hello.
I know, but it's got to be official, on paper, duly witnessed and sworn to and stamped with the great seal of the Bimbo from Limbo. Done this umpteenth day of septuctuary, so it is accomplished. Just sign here on the dotted line to make this hello official for the records. Right there. Thank you? Oh, not at all. Thank you. Now to file this important paper where it won't be lost.
Stop! Don't! You're tearing it all up!
Naturally, it fits better in my files that way. There. Up in the air it goes. Upsy-dupsy.
Oh, what happened to all the pieces?
What pieces? No pieces? What pieces?
I don't know. You threw them up in the air and they just disappeared. Gee whiz.
Certainly, gee whiz. We can't leave important official documents lying around, can we? No, no, sir. Nope.
Who are you?
Me? Oh, you mean me. I'm the Bimbo.
The Bimbo?
From Limbo. How'd you do? Listen. In the Bimbo's land of Limbo, little children have it nice. For Halloween happens every night, and Christmas each day twice. Everything that's ever fun, you multiply by seven. That's how the Bimbo operates, his little children's heaven. Signed, the Bimbo from Limbo. Boop, boop, boop.
The Bimbo from Limbo? That's a funny name.
This is a funny business.
You're funny.
Do you really think so?
Oh, yes.
Yes, the Bimbo was very funny indeed, with his long nose and his big, eager eyes as round as saucers, and his sharp, inquiring face full of foolishness and gentleness and wisdom, full of good humor and laughter and spice and everything nice. There he sat, grinning happily from ear to ear, and you could tell just by looking at him that he loved children. Wonderful bimbo from Limbo. Then all at once, the sick girl remembered something.
Oh.
Huh? Says which?
Where's the doctor?
Doctor? What doctor? Oh, you mean the doctor. Why didn't you say so? I'm the doctor.
Oh, no.
Yes, sir, I am too the doctor. I'm everybody.
That's silly. Nobody can be everybody.
Well, I'm nobody, so I can be everybody. Stands to reason. Once I was six bloodthirsty pirates all at once.
Six people at once?
Mm-hmm. Only I got into a terrible brawl among myself off the rocky coast of Nunsuch and was never heard of again.
Really?
Yep. And I can be the doctor if I want to be. I'd like to see anybody stop me. Look, I'm going to be the doctor. Nurse, thermometer, please. Medicated donuts and lollipops, please. Stethoscope, microscope, laundry soap, better, I hope. Add 4, divide by 2, subtract half the original number. Answer 0. All that work and nothing to show for it. Oh, dear, next case. See? How's that? How's that, little girl?
Why, that's just wonderful. You look just like the doctor, even with his glasses and his gray suit and watch chain and everything. Just exactly.
Well, that's nothing. Look, the policeman on the corner. Hey, where's the fire, you? Pull over to the curb. I want to go, too. I love fires.
Why, you've got on Officer Kelly's badge and uniform. And you've even got his blue eyes and red cheeks and... Oh, my.
You ought to see me in the middle of the season. Watch. Do you want all this stuff on this table?
I don't want it, but the doctor says I've got
it. I'm the doctor. I told you that. I'm everybody. Get this junk off of here. That's better. Now, you see this little table?
I see it every day of my life.
It's kind of thin and pale, doesn't it? Needs exercise. Watch. Up, table. Go run and fetch. Go on. Take a little spin around the room. Yup, up, up.
My goodness, it walks.
Naturally. Go get him, go get him, go get him.
Look, it's running right up the wall. It's on the ceiling. It'll fall off.
Oh, no, sure-footed creatures, tables. Come on, boy. Hiya, hiya, hiya. Here's Spot, here Prince, here Rover, here Sport, here's Rex, here Shep, here Patches, here Gypsy, here King, here Rags, here Milo, here... I'm all out of names. Down, table. Down, I say. Down. That's a good fellow. You see?
I'm so speechless. I can't even talk.
Oh, you hungry? How'd you like a room full of popcorn?
Oh, no, I'm afraid not. The doctor says that I can't...
I'm the doctor, remember? Look, my right pocket.
Popcorn? Right out of your pocket. How come?
Salted popcorn. Look at the other pocket. Pink popcorn with cheese. Popcorn, get you nice and fresh popcorn. Who wants a nice and fresh popcorn? 5 cents a bag, 3 bags for 10 cents, 5 a bag for nothing. You buy enough of the popcorn, she's for free for nothing. Popcorn, who wants to buy the popcorn?
I never had so much fun in my life. Never. Never in my life.
Little girl. Nice little girl.
Why, you look so sad, Dimbo from Limbo.
I'm sad because I'm glad. That's why I'm sad. Because I'm glad you're going back. I'm glad I'm sad.
Go back where? I don't want to go back. I like it here.
Oh, no. Only little girls and boys who don't ever get well again are allowed to stay here and have fun. You've got to go back. Only promise me a solemn promise.
I'll promise whatever you want, Bimbo from Limbo.
Promise you'll never forget me?
Oh, never.
Oh, you will, too, forget me, I bet you.
Oh, no, Bimbo. Never.
Poor Bimbo from Limbo. Nobody loves me. Nobody cares about me. Nobody remembers me. Oh, I sure feel sorry for myself.
Oh, Bimbo, I love you.
No, you don't.
I love you a whole lot.
I watch over all little boys and girls, take good care of all little children, and what do I get? Woe is me, the Bimbo from Limbo. Oh, well, so goes it. Goodbye, little girl. I'm going back now to the land of Limbo to wait for the next little child who gets sick. That's my job, you know. And when everybody else gives up hope, then the Bimbo takes a hand and sometimes pulls him through. And lots of times he does, on account of he knows his stuff. But I'm always with little boys and girls.
Maybe they go to sleep and forget to wake up. But the spirit of childhood never dies, never gives up. And that's me, the bimbo from Bimbo. If I can't save them, then I make them happy forever and ever and ever and ever. But you're going to be all right.
Don't go away, Bimbo.
I'll always be around. I'm always with little kids. In disguise, see? You won't know me, but I'll be there. Until the first time a boy ever kisses you for real. Then I go away and never come back again. Because then, you're not a kid anymore. I'll be around, all right. So, goodbye, little girl. Goodbye, 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 little girl. Goodbye. Goodbye, little girl. Goodbye, 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 little girl. Goodbye. Goodbye, little girl.
Goodbye. No, no, please, Bimbo. Don't go away. Don't go. Don't go. Don't.
Little girl. Little girl.
How are you, dear?
Oh, hello, Mother.
How do you feel?
Fine. How are you?
Oh, wonderful, darling. You're going to get well.
That's very nice. Where did he go?
Who?
Why, him.
Who, dear?
That's what I wish I knew.
Well, look. Look what I brought for you. You can even have some now. But not too much, mind you.
What?
Popcorn.
Popcorn?
The little girl frowned at the sparkling cellophane bag with its lovely pink and yellow popcorn. Until at last her puzzling brain surrendered, and her small face blossomed into a grateful smile.
Thank you, Doctor. Very much.
And the little girl, like all the rest of the little children who come back from yonder, sure enough had forgotten the bimbo and everything he had said about always being around. Sure enough. Poor bimbo from Limbo.
This is Harold Perry again. I know that you're happy that everything has turned out well for Bimbo's little friend, because all's well that ends well. She'd be very happy to know, too, that everything is wonderful in this world of ours. But sometimes it isn't. Right now it isn't so wonderful for all those little girls and boys who live in countries where the food ration is short, where they only have special days when they can get milk, and the kids go without the rest of the time. In some countries, there aren't enough fats or lard to give a good, healthy glow to a baby's skin. And candy, that's completely unknown in most countries. While here, our children eat candy practically every day of their lives. Well, what do we do about those kids who have such a rough time of it? There's a practical way by which each and every one of you can help those kids. You can send a care package which contains 22 pounds of good, healthful food for these youngsters in Europe. You can send care packages for $10 from almost any American city to any 13 European countries. Or you can help in another way. Just contribute anything you wish. Every contribution will be added together to make up $10 units. These will buy care packages that will be sent to orphanages, schools, hospitals, or whomever you may desire in Europe. Just put your contribution in the mail now. Write down to whom you want your care packages sent. CARE's member agencies will see that a needy orphan or school will get the package. Write this down, will you? CARE, Box 699, New York. Remember, CARE, spelled C-A-R-E, Box 699, New York. Good night, folks.
Thank you, Mr. Perry. Next week, we CARE and Douglas Fairbanks, Jr. will present another star and another story by Milton Geiger. Harold Perry, star of his own show, The Great Gildersleeve, appeared through the courtesy of Kraft Parquet Margarine. Tonight's program was directed by William P. Russo and produced by Don Sharp. Music was by Rex Corey, Owen James speaking. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.